From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says the second highest ranking official at the North Korean embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman says Thae Young-ho has arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and is under government protection. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey is set to release 38,000 prisoners in an apparent move to make space for thousands of people arrested as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
In a tweet Wednesday, Justice Minister Bekir Bozdar announced the release of the prisoners sanctioned by a government decree under the current emergency rule. No reason was given for the early release, but in a statement, an official said only non-violent prisoners would be freed and they would remain under supervision. Nearly 20,000 people have been arrested since last month's coup attempt. Human rights groups in Turkey have claimed the prisons are so overcrowded that detainees are being forced to sleep in shifts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengue, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following fighting in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to his journalists in Nairobi Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. Women's track and field events will occupy most of the Olympic primetime lineup Wednesday night. Medals are being handed out in three high-profile events. This is VOA News.